Good morning, Governor Lamont.
Chaz, we're recovering slowly. What a night.
Yeah, wowie.
Yep.
Was there any, I've asked everyone this question, and everyone has kind of the same answer, but was there any point in the game where you thought UConn might not win the game?
Look, let's face it. We come out, we get a big lead, and then all of a sudden San Diego State would fight back, got within 5 or 6 points, and then Sunogo would get a dunk. And all of a sudden you could hear 50,000 UConn fans breathe a sigh of relief. And I think that happened, you know, probably 2 or 3 key points over the course of the game. Yeah, we're all nervous. I was sitting, you know, right behind the Hurley family. So believe me, they wear their emotions on their sleeve. I could feel the pressure from there. And at the end of the game, sitting next to Rudenko, the head of UConn, just in tears.
Wow.
The emotion is just everywhere.
And then did you get on the bus with the team, or how does that go? Did you go to the hotel and party with them? Who did you party with?
Well, after that first, after winning the semifinals, you walk around downtown Houston, which is butt ugly. It's not much there, except for all the guys.
You know that's going to be tweeted and viral. And
all right, leave that out.
Get ready to hear from Houston. Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
There should be T-shirts, but ugly Houston.
Love it. I love your honesty.
Except for the UConn fans. Everywhere you'd hear bouncing off of those big empty walls, you know, let's go UConn Huskies. That was really amazing. They feel that spirit. There were thousands, probably tens of thousands of UConn fans from Connecticut, but also all over the country. I said, come home. You're forgiven. Come on back to Connecticut.
Yeah. So that the night they won the championship, did you party at the hotel, or how late did you stay up? How did that go?
I'm a wimp. We got back. We got down there on the floor. You know, the confetti was shedding. Dan Hurley, man, took out wearing your emotions on your sleeve. That was powerful. They went back and partied until 6 in the morning, and I went to bed. Sorry. Yeah.
Wow.
Now the team has a trip to the White House coming. Are you going to be joining the team in that trip?
Hey, look, if invited, I'd be honored. But I don't know.
It's about them.
Politicians going down. How about let the players have their day?
Right.
I think it's great. And President Biden's a big basketball fan, so he's going to wear it on his sleeve as well.
You know, we talked to Joe Biden when he was vice president. I've been doing interviews since I was a kid. I've never spoken to a sitting president.
Right.
Well, what's the book? There you go.
Are you preparing? What are we doing for the parade? It's Saturday, right?
A parade Saturday. I think it's 11:30. I want everybody turning out for this thing. It's a, you know, it's a celebration about the team. It's also everybody in Connecticut cheering for the same cause. Usually it's Yankees, Red Sox, Celtics, Knicks, Trump, Biden. Not on this one. This is 100% UConn.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great to have those streets filled?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
We should all come out for this one.
Yeah.
They're really, you know, we're very lucky to have them. We forget how lucky we are because they make it look easy being champions. We should all go out.
Definitely.
There's a lot of places
in
Hartford.
We're not the biggest state in the country, but for one moment, we were the biggest state in the country.
That's right.
Well, capital of the world. I love that fact. I love the fact that people far and wide were all talking about Connecticut and talking about UConn.
And, you know, that it never ends because now we're in the Frozen Four.
And Quinnipiac's down there in Tampa starting this weekend. It's, I don't know, we have pretty good athletic genes around here, except for the governor.
Right.
We've seen you dancing.
Yeah.
You got some moves.
Yeah, you cut a rug.
Yeah. So you placed a bet with AJ.
Oh, that's right.
Regarding eating food that was, I don't know.
It was with they're known for this. You know,
known
San Diego's
for,
known for it.
Yeah.
You know, we're in butt ugly San Diego.
You're deflecting.
Yeah, so I'm not deflecting.
AJ's going to make good on the bet at the end of this break.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to be with your lieutenant governor tomorrow night at AquaTurf for the Firefighters Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. You have any? I'm looking for some lieutenant governor jokes.
You know, the stuff you say under your breath.
I have to get back to you on that. But hey, thank you for doing that. guys. I mean,
my honor.
Those firefighters, they don't Zoom. They don't telecommute. They show up every day.
That's right.
Good times and bad times. That's what they do.
Yeah. No, it's great. It would be good to see the lieutenant governor. And, yeah, let me know if you think of something funny to say when I introduce her.
Right. Like a nickname or something.
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know. Does she like McDonald's? Does she like, right. I don't know. You know, some kind of a joke.
Right.
She's normally late for early for work. I don't know, something.
Does she trip?
Terrible taste in music. What is it?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Right. I'm looking for a little nugget.
Trip walking into the room all the time, whatever. Yeah.
I'll call you off the record.
Very good.
Okay. Do it now.
Excellent, excellent. So when we picked up with you, then I'll let you go. But when we picked, right before we picked up, Phil radioed into me. He said, I think I got a little too casual with the governor.
Oh, no, what'd you do?
You know, he's so polite, and I was, you know, welcoming to the show, and thank you for your time. And I would say, well, all right, you know, we'll be on in about 60 seconds. He says, hey, thanks, buddy. And I said, all right. Happy to have you, Gov.
Hello, Governor.
I couldn't even finish the title.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
I love those 60-second breaks. You get one more listener for your ad.
That's right. So, Governor, thanks for coming on. We'll see you at the parade. And tell the Lieutenant Governor I'll see you Thursday night at the Firefighters Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
All right, Dan State, I want everybody coming up to Hartford on Saturday. We need you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care, guys.
You too. All right.
Party!
Governor Lamont.